minutes.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Oh, why we can't have nice things. Always exciting after a weekend. And it starts us kind of all over. Let's start first at Texas. The Tesla-related issues, as far as people vandalizing them, continues to go on. And one man in Texas, this outside of Austin, has filed his own civil lawsuit against another man that he accuses of keying his Tesla, asking for over $1 million in damages.
Woo!
That's a big key.
I was going to say, that's a big Tesla.
On a related note, a woman in Florida is facing a felony charge of vandalism. She stuck, allegedly, a wad of gum on the door handle of a Tesla that caused roughly almost $3,000 in damages.
If you can't keep that gum in your mouth, young lady, you're not going to get it at all.
Yeah. I get what people are angry and don't like Elon and stuff, but this is an interesting way to direct your anger. If you wait long enough, they'll just blow up on their own, guys.
Dum, 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 dum.
Take care of itself.
So, you know, there's lots of things you can do at a Walmart. You can get your oil changed, you can buy some green beans, you can get some new clothes, a new tackle box, or just have a baby. This almost happened to Serena Mancero while at Wally World. She was shopping with her husband and three kids, which is really too awful to even contemplate while pregnant and realize that someone inside is ready to make an appearance. Luckily, she got some help from the staff, made it to the hospital, now has a bouncing baby boy,
and
hopefully her husband will buy her Walmart Plus.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't born like right there.
Yeah, that might be embarrassing. And really, clean up on aisle 5. Walt?
We'll give them a round of applause. And for the Walmart staff, who knew evidently what to do. Get out of the way. Let us stay in Texas, and we scoot on over to another automobile-related incident in a way. Tyler, Texas. And a Tyler, Texas man named Jeremiah it doesn't matter.
Okay.
McGallen. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Jeremiah. He was not a bullfrog, but he was the guy that recently called 911 after he injured himself while trying to rob a Dodge car dealership there in Tyler. He was unable to get out of the locked dealership once he got in.
Oh, no.
He had broken a window, cut himself, didn't feel it was safe to go out that same window that he broke. So he just gave up, and he called, and they let him out, and then they put him somewhere else that locks.
Dum, 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 dum.
You know, the Hank FM bathroom is conveniently located about 3 feet from the kitchen.
Yeah, which perfectly placed.
Lends the question, why don't we just move in here? Well, a British woman took that idea and made her very own Airbnb in the restroom at work, where she's got a bed, a rail to put her clothes on, even a hot plate with a wok. She pays £5 a month. Huh. And offered to buy her boss 21. Hey, I'm willing to pay for this prime piece of real estate. He refused. She could also live in the office, but she says she prefers a room with a door.
It's kind of weird until Carl comes in, right? I mean, just how do you ignore him? It's going to be a weird conversation at work. I don't know where this happened. I do believe it was somewhere by the Great Lakes, but that obviously is not narrowing it down tremendously. But we have audio of a woman trying to turn herself into the police. She evidently told a woman who couldn't swim to jump into a lake and felt, I guess, bad about it and tried to turn herself in.
So I'm here to turn myself in.
Turn yourself in for what exactly?
So I told a lady to jump into a lake that couldn't swim and was going to give her $20, and now people think I should be arrested for it.
Did you push her into the lake?
No, she jumped in out of her own free will.
If you pushed her in, that would be considered some sort of assault or battery. If you didn't lay your hands on her, then you're good.
Okay, so that's it?
If anything, I would have pushed her in also.
Oh, well...
I don't think that was Officer Steve who won last hour.
On second thought, let me go back to the lake. Got unfinished business to do.
You know, Grace Hale is not paying extra for no baggage fees on a plane. She avoided things the old-fashioned way by pretending to be pregnant. She wore a fake baby bump where she stuffed all her goodies, then decided to tell the staff and crew that she was 26 weeks along, which was a very good choice because apparently at 28 weeks, you actually need a doctor's note to fly. Now, this is particularly disturbing because she is not from Florida or Ohio, but right up the street in Dallas.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
She should be like everybody else and just go to a Walmart to have your baby. That's what everybody's doing.
Dum, 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 dum.
Or a fake baby.
Or a fake baby.
Yeah.
And then finally, we go to the UK and the Marbella Gangster Syndicate has come down.
Gangsta.
Liam Cornett, who is considered by Interpol and UK one of the most infamous modern day crooks over there, originating out of the Liverpool area. The international drug lord lived it up in Marbella and Monte Carlo, but also right there through Merseyside in Liverpool. He was dubbed the Lamb.
The Lamb.
And just like March going out like one, he's going out too. Finally apprehended by Interpol and various organizational crime syndicate knockdown police people.
Mm-hmm. The big guns.
How did they get old Liam the Lamb? His mom accidentally detonated a DIY make-it-yourself grenade that was next to a stash of amphetamine in their garage.
Mom, what are you doing?
That was enough to signal authorities to respond to the blast. Mom's fine. And then they showed up and like, what's all this? Liam the Lamb going away for a very long time because his mom blew up a grenade in their garage.
Yeah, that's no goat.
Uh-huh. Mom, stay away from the grenade!
Dum, 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 d